You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Environmental groups have voiced concern over the current maximum nitrate levels for New Zealand waterways, which they claim is far too high. Scientists have called for the national limit of nitrate to drop from 11.3 milligrams per litre to 1 milligram per litre. When nitrate is present above 1 milligram per litre, it is said to have damage on both ecosystem and human health. I spoke to Choose Clean Water's Marnie Prickett about the current limits and why the government has resisted reducing them. I began by asking what the issues are with nitrate pollution.
So when you have excess nitrogen in waterways, so that's the nitrate in our waterways, nitrogen pollution, you end up with the ecosystem, the health of that river or waterway being disrupted, and it can be it can have really negative effects. You can see big algal blooms, your listeners will probably be familiar with, so you get all that slime growing in your waterways. And beyond that, you start to impact the health of the things that live there, the fish and the other creatures that live there. And so you have a disrupted and unhealthy ecosystem in and around your river. And then additionally to that, what we're starting to see is research finding that actually relatively low levels of nitrogen contamination in people's drinking water can also have negative human health effects. So the health of our rivers and our water is really connected to our health as well.
Yes, because Forest and Bird have called for a maximum level of 1 milligram per litre, but the current levels are at 11.3, I believe, which is what the government says are when nitrate's toxic to people. Why are they calling for a 1 milligram maximum?
So this is so it's important to make a distinction between the effects on our environment and nature's health and the effects on people's health. So I'd just say, first of all, that actually it's the wider environment group movement that is calling for a one or under milligrams per litre of nitrogen limit. So that's the maximum that we're saying should be allowed in fresh water. And the reason for that is the health of the environment itself, so the health of the rivers itself. And as I say, that at those low levels, you impact the health of the river itself. Now, when you think about human health, that's a different line of research. And in the World Health Organization has an old piece of work that says that at 11.3 milligrams per litre, babies, when they are using, when they have connection with that water source, that babies start to have what's called blue baby syndrome, which is when the nitrate in their systems and their bodies start to interrupt the oxygen in their blood systems. So the health limits for humans and health limits for the environment are measured on two different scales. But what we're finding in the human health research of it is that while that blue baby syndrome is one effect of high nitrates in people's drinking water, there are actually these other effects that look to be connected to nitrates in drinking water at much, much lower levels. And there's a particular Danish study that came out that suggested that at 0.87 milligrams per litre, so that's less than one, there starts to be an impact on a risk of colorectal cancer in people who are drinking that water over time. There's also more recent research that suggests that nitrate may be connected to premature births as well, and issues around that.
So why then do you think there's hesitance in reducing the maximum levels?
There's a big agribusiness push in New Zealand to make sure that they can maintain levels of nitrate pollution. And I think that the government has been under huge pressure, particularly from the dairy sector and the dairy industry lobbyists, to say that they should be allowed to keep discharging nitrogen into people's waterways because they want business as usual. They want the status quo. And we know that one of the really big sources of nitrogen pollution in New Zealand's waterways is intensive dairy farming. So that's when you have a lot of cows, you are using a lot of nitrogen fertilizer, you're potentially using irrigation as well, and all of those things add up to a lot of nitrogen going into our environment. So the hesitancy is not around the science. The science is, particularly around the environmental science side of this, is very robust, and there's been a lot of work done to establish those numbers. 1 milligram per litre in an environmental sense is actually quite a modified, it's quite an impacted river, but it still maintains some health. Most of our rivers in New Zealand are well below that 1 milligram per litre maximum that we're suggesting. But the hesitancy is really, it's been a political question rather than a scientific question.
Yeah, so on that, in February, Victoria University ecologist Mike Joy said that the government has never had any real interest in making substantial changes concerning nitrate pollution. Do you personally have faith in the government to enforce sufficient regulations?
I think that if they adopt this, when they do the review that they're currently doing on the 1 milligram per litre, if they come out and they adopt 1 milligram per litre or less, we will know that this government is serious about putting the health of our environment and the health of people ahead of the status quo of business interests. If they don't do that, I would suggest that they are folding to an industry that has shown itself to be less than enthusiastic to really pull up the socks of the people who are doing the most damage. So it's a bit of a wait and see for me. I want to see meaningful and realistic, healthy bottom lines in place for this pollution because of its risks, and then we can go from there. But we know that it's not just about the government implementing these regulations. The government has to put the right goals in place and the right rules in place and the right bottom line for this in place. And then we have to make sure that our councils are doing the right thing by implementing the policy in their regions. But I would say that we should also, the pressure should really be on the industry leadership, not so much farmers, because farmers have lots of things to do in their day-to-day lives. But I want to see more leadership from the intensive dairy industry. I want to see them showing New Zealanders that they care about them and they care about their water bodies, and that they're doing as much as they possibly can to reduce that harm.
Are there any strategies that the agriculture industry can implement, such as tech or riparian planting, that don't require big changes to farming practices?
Yeah, one of the things that we've got more and more research on is the fact that you can actually reduce the intensity of your farming system. You can reduce the cow numbers, you can reduce your costs around nitrogen fertilizer and around irrigation, and you can come out with potentially better profits and a lower impact. So the Lincoln University in Canterbury has been particularly hot on looking into that strategy. So it's basically trying to cut your costs down so you're not spending so much money and you have fewer cows on your land, but because you've got less costs, you're still profitable as a farmer. The reason why the bigger dairy industry representatives are less keen on that, and I'm thinking in terms of Fonterra really about this, is that whilst farmer profitability isn't necessarily the goal of Fonterra, the goal of Fonterra is to maintain their milk supply, so making sure that they've got heaps of milk coming off our land. But that doesn't necessarily work at a farm level. You can be producing a lot of milk and you can be having a big environmental impact and not be making very much money as a farmer, whereas you can reduce your impact, you can reduce your costs at the farm level and still maintain your profitability is what we're finding. But that's Fonterra has a different goal, and so I think we should be putting the pressure on Fonterra as well to really show that they're going to minimise the harm to New Zealanders.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.